Welcome, 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 America, to the Six Eyes Radio Network. Kicking in with Six Eyes, ATL, and the crew. How's everybody doing this Saturday night? What's going on, America? How y'all doing?
Did you guys hear that Israel has been attacked?
What?
Israel was attacked.
What?
I just got it off the computer. Israel was attacked by Palestinians this morning.
Oh, wow.
I'm just concerned that Tim's okay, but Kenny said we can't call him right now, so I just hope he's okay.
Yeah,
you know, our evangelist. You know, the guy
on
the
praying for everybody over there.
Yes.
Okay, well, let's get into the show first. All right, everybody, welcome to the show. Phone lines are open, 424-243-9617. We're going to have Nostalgic TV tonight. A couple of songs, conversation, much, much more. How's everybody doing this evening?
I'm blessed. I'm doing well.
We're doing good here, too.
Okay. And Pride and Joy, are you with us? Okay.
336.
You see her?
Yes, I'm here. Yes,
hey, how
I'm
you
here.
Doing?
Okay.
She I am doing wonderful.
Okay. Yes. Good evening. How you doing?
Yes, I'm doing wonderful, and I'm two thumbs up.
All right. All right. There you go. Okay. All right. Well, it's two thumbs up for me and two paws up for Trumpet.
So. We got two it's paws two. Up and two fingers up and two toes up, too.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
All right, Chad.
Yeah.
And DJ ATL, man, I give you 10 thumbs up, 10 fingers. I say, all good. I'm feeling great, man. I'm feeling awesome. I'm feeling great, great, and greater, too. We got some breaking news that came in. I was coming in, and I heard some breaking news coming in. We're definitely going to have to get to that 6 hours later tonight, are we? We're going to break that in. That's huge consequences for the United States. If that is true, that then puts some pressure on the United States right now with all the stuff that's going on. But I'm going to go ahead and pass the ball back to you and see who else wants to speak and see if we can get everybody in here to start talking. All right, anybody feel free, hit that one button so I can bring y'all in.
Mm-hmm. And let us try not to talk over each other tonight. Everybody will be getting fined.
All right. Two thumbs up here. Four paws up for Diamond.
All right. That's a great thing. So Trumpet is walking around here. He might say hello from time to time, so in his meow voice.
And I'll send kisses to both kitties.
All right. All right, so being October 7th, 2023, as we get close around to what people celebrate as Halloween, we're going to be giving out tips on staying safe, staying in groups, not eating the candy before it's inspected, and not going into the house of people giving out candy. So that's as we get closer to Halloween, we'll give those tips out. All right. So everybody's doing good. That's a good thing. People are still beating up on Trump. So stay tuned for that. They're kicking people out of the office that's been held office for a long, long time. So politics is interesting. So, with that, I'm complete.
All right. So let's go. I know if anyone wants to press one, I see we ain't got an entertainment report people in yet. So we want to go ahead and what's name was telling us some credible information about Israel. I want to go ahead and let her speak on it so we can get an understanding of what's going on.
Yeah, I'm on my computer, and it actually said that the Palestinians attacked Israel this morning, and there's about 6,000 people dead. We're just concerned about our friend Tim Groover that's on the Six Eyes Radio Network, that he's okay out there. But Kenny said we can't call until after the show, because that's when he's asleep probably. But I don't think he's asleep. You know, a lot of noise over there.
Well, that's normally when he gets up, is by the end of the show because of the time difference between us and him.
Mm-hmm. And what are they fighting for over there? What's the problem over there?
Okay, basically the age-old conflict over there in Israel, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you've been studying the Bible, especially on the Sunday afternoon show, you'll notice that we just got done talking about Abraham and how he had two sons. The first
mm-hmm.
born by Hagar, the handmaid.
Okay.
Through Sarah, but it was her handmaid, Hagar. And the son's name was Ishmael. The second one, who was born by Sarah, named Isaac. Now,
mm-hmm.
Isaac was promised the descendantship and was given the everlasting covenant that he would inherit the land and is also the descendant through whom Jesus came. Now, Ishmael was not given that promise, but nowhere in Scripture did God say to Israel that that Isaac's descendants was to take out the children of Ishmael. Nowhere. But this age-old battle has been going on over the land of Israel because Ishmael's children felt that they have had the right to the land of Israel just as much as Isaac's do, because they felt they're both the children of Abraham, which they are.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the children of Abraham claim and say, quote, Ishmael was the bastard child of Hagar, which he was not. Hagar was married to Abraham. But Isaac, being the true son of Abraham, because Sarah was his wife, that's where they get this age-old conflict. But they're both the children of Abraham. They're both sons. They're both descendants, because back then, multiple marriage was common, and there was no problem with that. So they both were legitimate children of Abraham. And so what they're doing is they're fighting over this land because they feel they both have a right to it. It's similar to what goes on even today. You see it over and over and over again, day in, day out.
Mm-hmm.
The parents die when the last parent dies and a house and land are left over, and there's money involved, what happens? All the children, the children may have not talked to their parents or done much with their parents or visited much with their parents, but all of a sudden, the children may not even talk to each other. But then, all of a sudden, those brothers and sisters all descend like a bunch of vultures. Why? Because money's involved, and they want their fair share. We want this. I'm the child of these parents too. And the other one, I'm the child of these parents too. Hey, I'm the brother. I'm a sister. I'm the daughter of this parent. I'm the daughter too. I'm the brother too. I'm a son too. I'm a da da da. And on they go, and they all fight over the money. It's all about the money and the possessions. Well, it's the same thing with the children of Isaac and the children of Ishmael. They've been fighting for thousands of years now, the same age-old battle. We want our fair share. Descending like vultures, we want this. And they've been fighting these wars year after year century after century, all due to the land and the possession. They want to kick each other off the land and keep it for themselves. They're not willing to share. They're not willing to say, okay, hey, wait a minute. The children of Isaac, who are basically the children of Israel, they're not willing to say, okay, children of Ishmael, they have just as much right. They're my brothers. They have just as much right here as we do. And the children of Ishmael aren't willing to say, hey, the children of Israel are just as much my brothers. So they have just as much right. They're neither one willing to say, okay, we both have the right to be here. No, they're not willing to say, hey, we're brothers. No, they're acting like they're totally from different families, and they want to say, it's all mine, when they're brothers, and they're still fighting over it. And that's what it all boils down to. The Palestinians, who are basically the Arabs, are saying, because they come from Ishmael, they say, well, we got to take it all. It's all ours. And the Jewish people, the Israelites, say, it's all ours. We got to take it all. Because God wants us to we were supposed to wipe out everybody. But that isn't what God's word said. And it all comes down to that.
Interesting. Hey, Wolfgang, so can I ask Wolfgang a question? Let me ask you something. So basically right now as we speak, and I know you said that, and I'm just getting clear. So do you think that now, since the family has passed on the land and the land has been going on, and they've been fighting forever, now it's now became a death because the life has been lost for so long. That's why they can't come to a conclusion to this. And then you actually say the Palestinians also now feel they're not even the brothers of these folks. They think they have nothing to do with it because they killed so many of them and they killed each other so at high numbers.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's been going on for so many years, but it comes down to that age-old question. You go ask any Israelite person, they still will go back to that age-old argument. Well, Ishmael was born the bastard child of Abraham. They'll come up with that argument. And thus has no right in the land of Israel. And those who are Arab, they say, wait a minute, we have just as much right here because we're equally the sons of Abraham, because Hagar, our mother, Ishmael's mother, was married as equally to Abraham as Sarah was, and she was, according to the Bible. So, but that's where they both are fighting over. It comes, every time it comes down to that same argument, and they still use that argument today. Even though it's been hundreds, if not thousands of years, they still come back to the same thing. They don't see it for what it truly is. They don't see it as I'm pointing it out, that look, nowhere did God tell them to wipe each other out, but they don't see it as that. It comes down to greed. That's what it really is. It all comes down to greed, and they won't admit it comes down to greed, but that's really what it is.
Wow. So this has been going on from the beginning of time.
Yeah. And it's true, and it still happens today. It happens in families today. We're no better than they are.
That's true.
I'm going to call it as I see it. We're no better. Parents die, and first what happens? All the children descend like vultures. I want my fair share.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I walk out there every once in a while, look out there.
I think we all have experienced that somewhere down the line with our families, and you see how people act when there's a death and there's property or money that is left, and especially if the person left without a will, it's usually a huge problem. When somebody, you know, like I say, they want what they want, and people show their true colors and how greedy they can be. Mm-hmm. I'm complete.
And sorry to say, Nikhil, the Queen and I, it is true even when a person has left a will. Some people get bold enough to contest mm-hmm. the will.
That's true.
Yeah, it is.
Well, how are you going to contest what's already written?
Well, they do, because they want their fair share, and they'll be bold enough to do it.
Yep.
That's wow. so true. That's so true, Wolfgang. That is so true. I've heard that thousands of times. Can I say something? And I'm glad that we talk about Israel, because that conversation has to go all the way to the Confederacy. I have to talk about that Confederacy and a lot of people that come in. We have a lot of people when they come here in this country, and I talk about this all the time. So I have people say, oh, my heritage is the Confederate flag. And this is where I have to make they make a good argument on this. There's places in this world where people have been stomped, murdered, killed, raped, damaged, slavery, and they hold on to their flag. And they say, damn, that's my culture. That's my flag. And it's a lot of views. So going back to that, you hit right on the head when you said Ishmael and the son. So this is a part of the scenario that we're talking about. But I want to ask you this, Wolfgang, before you jump off, before you leave out. Can you give us why America is so investing into this problem and why we have to try to stop them every year, every time, from them keep from destroying each other?
Well, to be honest, okay, now, the Bible does tell us, okay, as you, whatsoever the people do to Israel, if you bless Israel, then God is going to bless you, okay? That's a concept that comes right out of the Bible, okay? And this has actually been proven, and ATL, this is a book you need to go check out. It's by John McTernan, As America Has Done to Israel, okay? And you will find that every time our government has stepped in to help Israel, and we're talking, this guy did not go and look into just like something ordinary, like, oh, well, a death of a president or something silly. No. He looked at actual natural disasters, such as hurricanes and stuff. When America stepped in to help Israel on a particular account, and a natural disaster was headed our way, some unexplained reason, that disaster never happened, okay? In one instance, he documented a hurricane that was headed toward our east coast. And right at that time, something was just about to happen to Israel. The government stepped in, helped Israel, and that hurricane, for some strange reason, they could not explain it, just turned itself out towards sea and gone. Never hit our coast. And that was only one of hundreds of examples he gave in this book. And he gave it from over a couple hundred years of examples. So it's a Bible principle, okay? Now, I'm not saying that we should go out there. Yes, the Bible says first you're to take care of your own, okay? Take care of your own problems, okay? Because just like a family, if you got bills and stuff, you don't go worry about taking care of, like, George's family. okay? And trying to help them if they're impoverished. You don't worry about trying to help them out with money and stuff if you're just barely living hand to mouth. But if you have an abundance, then you take from your abundance to help George. Well, the same thing with our country. If we're impoverished, if we got debts out our eyeballs, we need to be worried about our debt first. Get our house in order first. Then worry about the other stuff.
Wow.
And that's the Bible.
I'm glad. Wow. I'm just glad you said that. That threw me through a wrench right there about what you just said. So at one time, this is a fact, that one time we helped Israel not go to war and not do something, we were actually blessed by God not allowing another disaster to happen.
Not just once. Not once, but hundreds of times.
Hundreds of times. Wow.
And what's more interesting, on other occasions when we did not help Israel, we were hit by an abundance of disasters. So he documented both types of cases.
Wow.
And
man, Six Eyes, what you think about that one, man?
So that's a book you need to check out, As America Has Done to Israel by John McTernan.
Israel Done to Me. Okay.
I think it's all
Six,
crazy.
You still there?
I think it's all crazy.
No, go ahead.
I mean, since the beginning of time, we've been fighting over resources. And it doesn't make any sense. America is so quick to run and take care of everybody else before they take care of their own. And then they barely want to give us anything. Yet a foreigner can come over here and get the red carpet rolled out to them. They don't have to pay taxes for 10 years, get all kind of benefits that we live here, and we got to jump through hoops to even try to get any of them. And 9 times out of 10, we don't get any. So I think it's very unfair. You got Biden sending trillions of dollars over to Ukraine, 95 trillion over to Mali. Yet, we got the homeless people here. Okay, who's ever, take your mic, please. We got homeless. You know, it's about to get cold outside. But they can send trillions of dollars over across the world, 95 trillion to Maui, and yet we suffer. Not fair. I'm complete.
Hey, Six. But what I was talking about, what I was talking about is what he said about the book, and he's saying that calculating in time, this is documented, every time we sit and help, when we help Israel, we don't get these destruction situations and disasters. When we do help, when we do help, we don't get none of them. But when we don't,
right,
we get and document it, we do. So that's interesting
what it is, if we help, you ever heard, if you do something, you're the best thing since sliced bread, but the minute you can't, it's a problem. So when you do help, you're good. When we don't help, that's when they bully us. But we're helping them, but we're still getting bullied when we don't help them. It's sabotage.
So I get your point.
I
get your point of view.
It's like being in school.
I get your point of view.
You can't tell at the same time. It's like being in school. Okay? The bully helps the person getting bullied. Then once the bully doesn't help, the other person is a problem. And that's how America is. I'm complete.
I'm back. I want to make a comment. One comment. I just think that I got you what you're saying, but it's just to me. So, America to some foreign countries, I'm going to call this out, is to some foreign countries, America is like the ultimate bully or the ultimate controller or the big brother and big sister, let's say that. But Israel, I'm just saying, is the outside situation. We don't have anything to do with, and this going back to the Bible, because that's where he took it to. So we got an incident with a Bible with two brothers and families are fighting over land. We're out here and don't have nothing to do with that. But for some reason, when we step in the vein and help, some of the disasters don't come our way. But what he's saying, when we say just leave them, let them go and do what they do, we get disasters. So, and that's what he's trying to say. And that book is calculating that this is not something made up. It's calculating that every time we don't help them, we have disasters. And then every time we do help them, we don't have disasters. So we just had one today, Lawson.
And we're talking about natural disasters like hurricanes, tornadoes, fires. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about them not helping us. We're talking about natural disasters, but it's not talking about – nowhere in the Bible does it say we're supposed to go over there and help Russia, Ukraine, Maui, or whatever. It's strictly the Bible mentions us – what any country does to Israel, strictly Israel. Why? Because that's God's chosen people. It doesn't say nothing about all those other countries. So why we're putting our noses in other countries, I agree with Six. But when it comes to Israel, God says what we do to them, because they're God's people. Basically, you're not doing it to God. You're not doing it to them. Matthew 25:40 says, "What you do to his brethren, that's the Jews, you're doing to God himself." And so that's why he helps us to avoid natural hurricanes, etc., disasters. And those were compiled by this John McTernan in his book.
All right, Wolfgang, man, I got it clear. So it's very, that's interesting. I want to do some more history on that. I'm glad you sent me that. I'm going to do some more text and history on that, because I definitely going to get that book. I definitely have to get that book and read that book now and to kind of correlate to what you're saying, because I think that is a factor that, because I kept wondering about that when that happens, is always said in the Bible, and I've heard this story, if Israel ever gets in a point where Pakistan and Israel really have huge disasters, I mean, do a big thing and kill millions, a lot of it's going to be passed around the world. I've heard that saying. And we always try to, and thankfully say Iran, because Iran used to be one of the names that used to always pop in there too with starting war back in the 80s. I remember that, Iran. And then it went from Iran to North Korea. Then it's gone to Russia. But Russia, to me, has always been on the side of good for what they've said, because Russia was always fighting the ones that we call who didn't believe in God, who was what you call the folks when they're not really into the belief of God, Wolfgang.
Non-believers.
They were the ones who were mostly challenging the non-believers, and the non-believers started to believe in that. They started worshiping stones of devils and stuff like that, and that's where that they always talked about Russia on the onset. And Russia was always, this is what I was just trying to make sense out of it. It's kind of like they were always on the middle side to fight the people who really was trying to hurt culture or something, and not make people, and not saying not hurt people, but make people not believe in God. That's what it was. The Crusaders or something. It was like a Crusaders. But I'm going to pass the mic. I'm complete. Back to you guys. So, do y'all, hey, Six.
So
So Wolfgang, why is
yeah,
it that
I was talking to you.
When we why is it that we do go over to help another country? We're responsible for the whole rebuild, and we're going over there to help them. Why are we responsible for the whole rebuild? Why is it not split?
Okay, that's like I said, Six. Okay, that's the example I gave. See, with Israel, it's one thing. But these other countries rebuilding and et cetera, I think it's just crazy, okay? I'm being honest with you. I think that's what they're doing is they're just going way beyond what they should be doing. We should be worried about our own. I agree with you 100%. I do not disagree with you. Now, when it comes to Israel, that's a different story because of what the Bible says, okay? I could see helping Israel because what the Bible says. But on these other countries, no. No, the Bible has nothing. It doesn't say anything about what you do to Germany, what you do to Iran, what you do to Africa, what you do to Mali, what you do to Zimbabwe. And I could go on with a big, long list. It doesn't say that, okay? Bible says we're supposed to keep our own house in order. But, yeah, it did mention about Israel, what you do to Israel. But it didn't say anything about any other country. So us going into all these other things, that's something we decided to do as a country, but it's stupid. I call it like I see it. It's stupid. And we're wasting a lot of extra money that we should be keeping here at home, paying our debts, and helping our own people. I agree with you 100%. You don't find me fighting you on this issue. Like you said, the example of, like, you, the bully at the school, oh, he won't bother you. He'll leave you alone as long as you give him the milk, you're giving him your milk money. But the minute you decide to stand up to him and not give him your milk money, he pounces on you. I agree with you 100%. But see, God himself made it very plain in his word what you do to his people, Israel, he was going to protect you. And he has, and it's been documented that what we've done to Israel, when we've done good things to Israel, he has protected our country not from just regular little things. He's protected us from national disasters, natural disasters that could have cost our country billions of dollars in repairs, et cetera, not to mention lives from natural disasters such as hurricanes, et cetera. But I agree with you 100%. Getting involved in these other countries that have nothing to do with Israel, getting involved with them is stupid. And I'm complete.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to shift gears. We'll revisit this later on in the show if we have time. Pride and Joy, are you ready with our entertainment news?
Yeah, you can go.
Okay. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, here's our entertainment news with our very own Pride and Joy. Take it away. Good evening.
Hello out there, and this is Mrs. Pride and Joy. Tonight I'm going to be talking about a 17-year-old from Ohio homecoming queen candidate. That's after she failed at high school football field and she collapsed shortly after she was announced that she was a contender for homecoming queen Friday. The school district at her high school on Friday, Mapleton Local School District said Brianna McKean, a senior at Mapleton High School, collapsed on the football field during homecoming festivities at her high school on Friday. Yep. Soon as they announced it, yes, she collapsed. And they, huh? Did anybody say anything they wanted to say? Oh, she was like, oh, okay. Okay, I thought she was asking for the extra question. Okay, and all, you know, all of her thoughts and prayers and everything goes out to her. She was awesome and amazing with basketball. She played basketball. She played volleyball. She played softball. She played tennis. They said she had a real great personality and everything. And they said when she come in the room, she was just that person that would light up the whole room. Everybody just, you know, wanted to be around her. She was just one of those people. And, yeah, same day that she collapsed, contender, all these great things she got in this one day. And the same day she passed away, they had the funeral the next day.
Oh, geez.
So unfortunate. That is so unfortunate. Yes, definitely. Our thoughts and prayers go out to her family and friends at this difficult time. Do you think it was a shock? It's definitely a shock. But what I'm saying is, what could have caused that, you know, for her to be okay? And then once she found out she was being crowned homecoming queen, was she not expecting to be crowned?
She wasn't expecting to be crowned because she wasn't the popular girl, as they say. And, you know, she was kind of, you know, healthy girl, you know, so she didn't get that much attention like she probably would from the guys and things of that sort. But still, she was still that girl that had all these other great things about her.
Yeah.
But soon as they announced it, she passed away.
That's so unfortunate.
I think she got overexcited. You know how sometimes you get overexcited about things? Huh?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, because that's sad. That is really sad. Something like that, I hope whatever school she was attending or planning to attend for college, I hope they make her an honorary part of the institution. You know how they do?
Mm-hmm.
I hope they do that, because that's so much potential not being able to be finished. You know, I mean, to get all those accomplishments in high school, be crowned homecoming queen, and you know she's going off to college. So whatever she's going to pursue, she didn't get the chance to do. Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Very.
Wow.
Is it anybody else had it? Anything else they would like to say about it?
I think there's a story behind that. It's just kind of weird how that sounds. I mean, what could have caused her death?
I mean, if everybody's on the field, I mean, you don't think nobody gave her something to drink? I don't know. I mean, all this would be speculation, but if everybody's on the field, what could have happened just out of pure excitement?
You know, and they came back and they talked about, you know, her having a funeral and everything like that, but they didn't talk about other things like people normally talk about, you know, like when a child, you know, happened to pass away and things of that such. It was just, to me, it was kind of like a rush thing, kind of, you know, like a rush thing, like it was kind of being rushed.
Right.
With it.
You know, with saying that too, what's the rush in burying her? Was she cremated? Because it's like if she was cremated, and let's just say that there's foul play, somebody could be trying to cover up whatever truly happened.
Now, the good thing about forensics, I watch forensic files, and the good thing about forensics nowadays, you could kill somebody. And like years ago, you could get away with it because once you cremated somebody, it was just the ashes. But now They got forensics that can find poison, arsenic within the ashes. So even if they do that and they decide to exhume that body, they can see if it was some kind of foul play.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else? Wolfgang? ATL? Ruthie? What do you think about it, Pride and Joy?
You know, like I said, I just thought it was kind of a rushy-rush thing, the way they was rushing it. Because loser, they usually, you know, kind of take their time about it and talk about it. It seemed like it was a kind of rush thing for me. It was like, I think the next day or the next day after that, she already was, you know, having a funeral and all this stuff, you know. Sometimes, you know, when people pass away, sometimes, most of the time, you know, people have to call places and maybe even call people from out of town or, you know, get in touch with some people and stuff. It was like, it was just like too fast for me.
What makes it suspicious. That's what makes it really suspicious. Why were they in such a rush? Somebody that was in doing that rush stuff, obviously, that was doing the rush makes it look like they might have had something to do with it.
Right. So,
Is there such religion that would cause that to happen? Like, is that traditional in a certain religion?
Not that I know of. No. Most religions, they permit, like, embalming, that kind of thing. So that's not a religious thing. So not that I know of that they would say it's a religious thing that you got to rush it. So I don't buy that. So obviously there was something there that somebody wanted to get this person either cremated or buried real fast because they didn't want people to find out what happened.
Well, like I say, with today's technology, they can find out if they choose to get that body exhumed.
Well, if enough people cry out. To those authorities and say, hey, this looked too stinking suspicious, they would do that. But you got to get enough people to say, hey, we think there should be an investigation as to why this happened, and then they'd do something.
Yeah, because I've never heard of nobody, they died today and buried tomorrow. I mean, what about the family, the friends? I mean, that's just rushed. Like y'all said, it's rushed.
And the only reason they'd allow that to happen, saying, well, you know, is if all the family they all located in the same town, and they could say, well, hey, we didn't have to worry about calling people out of state. You see what I'm saying? So that would be the only reason they probably could have done it within a short time, is knowing that all the family lived in the state or in the same city.
In a perfect
that's
world.
That's the only reason for that.
I doubt it.
And that's what I'm saying. Something tells me that doesn't sound right.
Yeah. And usually when people have it real, real quick, it's because mainly, like, people don't have the money for it, you know, the money for it. So they'll do, you know, like a rush thing like that. But usually.
Okay.
Then, you know, mostly, especially if it's in the hospital, they do like a rush thing for the hospital. They be wanting you in and out, you know, in and out of there.
Yeah, because they want to feel that bed.
I don't know what that could be. You're so crazy.
That's the truth. It's the truth. Mm-hmm. If you're in the hospital, say you break your arm, you're in the hospital. Okay, they may keep you overnight, but they want to get you out of there so they can fill that bed up with new, fresh insurance.
Right.
Yeah. And you still got to watch out. This is a whole nother show, but black market. People will sell body parts on the black market. Yeah. It was a story a couple years back. where this little black boy ended up getting rolled up in a mat. Somebody had played a joke, took his shoes, and he was going to get his shoes, and somehow somebody rolled him up in a mat. Well, when they finally took him to the hospital, they had already took his body parts.
Mm-hmm.
And stuffed it with newspapers. You can look it up. Mm-hmm. They harvest the organs. And you get a lot of money for those organs.
Hmm. All right. Yeah, y'all know we had talked about Drake one time. I think it's been about a week or so. We talked about Drake, and I told y'all about how he thought it was okay to use Halle Berry's picture for one of his videos without asking her. And y'all, she really got heated about that. She really was mad about that, that he just took upon himself and put it in his video and all that, you know. So now he's using people's songs, their instrumentals and stuff like that. He's doing that now to people. It's a female that she ain't been out that long. She had a song, and he sampling put some of his stuff on it. So, you know, she kind of, like, went at him and, you know, was telling him about that. So, mm-hmm. 21 Savage, he also used the same song. He used the same song, and he did something on it, too. So what do you think about that? Like, you know, like, people have this music, and sometimes these artists have to pay for their music. And then, you know, somebody just go over you and, you know, do something on it. What y'all think about that?
Well, being a creative myself, you must get permission to use the works of another creative person.
Mm-hmm.
It's called sample clearing. Sample clearance.
Okay.
So
look at you. No, go ahead.
So if I wanted to use a Prince song, okay,
mm-hmm.
if Prince is gone, I would have to get in touch with Prince's estate and say, hey, I'm such and such. I would like to use this song. And then they work out the particulars of what they're going to charge. Okay, prime example I'll give you. Okay, when Coolio used Pastime Paradise, Stevie Wonder's song, he had a song called Pastime Paradise.
Mm-hmm.
Coolio made it Gangster Paradise.
Right.
Okay, Coolio made money on that song. But he kept 85% of that song, Stevie Wonder did. So he charged Coolio 85% to use that song. So they both made money, but Stevie made the money.
Right.
And that's you have to get clearance. That's like me getting into your control room, taking over.
Oh,
and you call and you just hear my voice all over the place. Welcome to wait a minute, where is Pride and Joy? That's the example. So yeah, when you use somebody else's work, you gotta get permission to use that work. Otherwise, they call that copyright infringement.
Yeah. That's just like, excuse me if you don't mind me jumping in.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
That's just like if you're shooting a video or whatever you're doing, well, just like Drake, if you, let's just say you have Bose speakers, or you might have on a designer shirt, and if you're making money off of that and you haven't cleared it with the people who have the trademark on there,
mm-hmm.
you can get in trouble for that too.
Yeah, that's infringement.
Mm-hmm.
I have some breaking news. Oops, sorry.
I'm sorry. Like, I was just going to say, if you have, like one of the social media's page where you're getting monetized, and if you have on Apple iPods and you haven't cleared it, you can get in trouble for that.
Wow.
They can ban you because they can get in big trouble for that. Anyway,
I don't really agree with that because it's free advertisement for them.
You might not agree with it, but somebody we know had a Facebook page and they was doing a video and getting monetized, making money, and their page got shut down real quick because if Apple had seen that and Facebook hadn't flagged it, Facebook could get in trouble with Apple.
Yeah.
So they shut it down real quick.
I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
Now go ahead with your breaking news since you want to jump in. Go ahead, ATL Jones. Go ahead.
This is breaking news, and I didn't mention this earlier, and it's one of my friends and very close to Tyrese. His older sister, Ms. Gibson, passed this week. I got the call that his older sister had passed, which was the rock of his whole career, rock of him. And it was very, she died as far as we know, and her sleep or in peacefully sleep is what it was told. I'm still trying to get the bottom of it, but I just thought that was very important because I know we had just got through playing this album and having Tyrese drop by in spirit. And I feel so bad that this is happening because Ms. Gibson was a very strong person. I knew her personally. Anytime she walked in a room, anytime she put energy out there, you know who she was. She was like a big sister to a lot of people here in the ATL, Vegas, L.A., into the entertainment industry. Yeah.
I reported that. I reported that Friday. Friday. I reported that Thursday or Friday.
I knew her personally, so I just wanted to definitely pay my homage because I know how much impact she was to the industry itself, and as being also a podcaster herself, and also doing shows. And I know she's going to be truly missed. And I just want to say, you know, it was an honor for me to be able to meet her and be able to be. Got a chance to speak with her and be in part of her, some of her situations in the past. And I bless you. Definitely give shout outs to her husband, very strong person. And Tyree, I hope that he, you know, just keep in spirit, man, and just do good things, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to pass the ball. I'm complete.
Well, that was his rock. You know, that's his sister. That was the one he played his music for before he put it out. Hey, what do you think about this? And you know, she didn't sugarcoat it. She didn't like it. Hey, I don't like it. You know,
that's what Shanti.
Hey, go back. You know, and that's what you need. See, it's too many yes people around here, and you'll never get great. So you know, definitely. It's sad for the industry, you know, and just keep the Gibson family and her friends and fans in your prayers. Because time doesn't wait. I lost a good friend to breast cancer, and I don't know if you remember Patricia ATL. She was a nail tech, and she was great at her job. I mean, she could hook your nails up, I mean, for the females. I mean, she was cold with it. And she lost her battle with cancer, so just want to send out prayers to her family, you know, on the loss of her and just praying for strength and comfort at this difficult time for Patricia. Amen. But she put up a great fight. And I could just, you know, she got videos up where can't wait till I get out of here so I get some real food, you know. Loved ice chips. Loved the ice chips. And going to greatly be missed. Like I said, our thoughts and prayers goes out to your family. From the 6 Eyes Radio Network, we send our condolences. Amen.
All right, yeah, well, we're going to move on. Kevin Durant, he got a little credit. He did a little work on Drake's album, just in case you guys don't know. He did a little work on it for him. He no longer go by the initials of KD. He's going by NBA now. He want everybody to know that's what he's going by now is NBA. He's taking the KD off and keeping the NBA. In case y'all guys didn't know that. Also, did y'all know that Magic Johnson, I just found this out, owned the Commanders? Did y'all know that? Because I didn't know. And you know I'm all about football. Well, he went on the football field and had to talk to the Commanders about the game that they had this week. Y'all remember that game they had? I forget the score. It was like 40-6. I think that's it, 40-6. Yeah. He ain't had a little talk with them about their what they did on the field and stuff like that. But, you know, they got it all together. He said what he had to say to them. And now I guess they will go back to playing the way they were before this game. But I didn't know that. I didn't know Magic Johnson had something to do with the Washington Commanders. Yeah, that's his team. I mean, his money is down on that team. So y'all can get it on that team. Y'all got it? All right, y'all, we're going to be moving on. First, I want to talk about Kurt Franklin. We all know that he finally got to meet his real daddy. 53 years. And he finally got to meet his real daddy, and when he met him, found out he stayed right down the street from him. Right down the street. All right. Yeah, I got that.
Wow.
Yeah, stayed right now. He met his daddy. Just met his daddy. 53 years, you know, 53 years, and he's right down the street all the time.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. That is crazy.
Well, I bet he put his hands together for that. Put his hands together.
And,
wow.
It was emotional. I watched the video. It was emotional.
It was. I seen it when it started off. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, that is.
Mm-hmm.
They can have a lot to talk about.
Mhm. A lot. Wow. Right.
Okay.
All right. What's next?
Hmm?
I was just saying, what's next?
All right, now I'm sweeping. Trumpet.
All right. Let's see what else. Okay, y'all know Beyonce and Megan Stallion been hanging in with each other. Well, a little later, y'all will see why. Megan Thee Stallion is a whole different person now. She's going to be called she want to be called an apple, okay? Not just an apple, apple. Okay? Oh, no, I cannot believe it. Oh, yeah, and Drake plans to take a little time off. He says that he has some issues. He has some real life, you know, issues that he's, things that he need to get done. As far as, remember we were talking about the other night, as far as taking care of your body, he has some things that he going to have to take care of, and you just look at him and say, where? But, yeah, he said he's shutting door of his studio and taking time for himself and his body. He has something going on with his body. You know, he didn't share that, but he just wanted his fans to know. But he's getting ready to take a break, and now it's time for him to take care of himself. Okay.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
A little scrappy. He wants us to know about the girl next door, because that's what he called, huh? Would you get ready to say something?
Mm-mm. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Okay. Little Scrappy, he wants us to know that, you know, he's a baby mama. He wants us to know that he calls her the girl next door. And the reason why he called her girl next door, because when he met her, you know, she was totally different. She didn't, like, have the shape and all that like she had. She was just like a little regular girl next door. He said she was just a girl next door. She didn't wear no makeup. She didn't get her hair done. She didn't get, you know, she didn't do all this fabulous stuff that she's doing now, he's saying, since she got on Love and Hip Hop. So all he ever thought of, you know, her as the girl next door.
Talking about Bambi?
No, Erica. The one that, the other one, not Erica the light-skinned one. Remember, they took her off because she remember her and Spicy got in a fight. She off. She can't come to no more of them. You won't see that, Erica. No, but his baby mama, Scrappy baby mama. Not Bambi, but the other one. The one got the oldest daughter. The daughter who likes you, like, about 14, 15, 16, something like that. Yeah.
Erica, right.
Mm-hmm. That's the one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. He said she was naturally beautiful. She didn't do all that. Like, she do that, I guess, the makeup and stuff.
Right.
He said she was naturally beauty. Uh-huh. And then, yeah, she said that. And yeah, y'all know Jackson Torero don't got in some more trouble. This woman is hollering rape on him, and he said he ain't having it. That never happened. That's what he said. That never happened to him. But she's saying, oh, yes, it did. She's accusing him of sexual assault, harassment, in a lawsuit.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. He said he ain't doing it.
Mm-hmm.
He said he didn't do it. I know, that's right. Yeah, he just had his foot broke. Now you in this.
My goodness.
That is awful. And she said, I can't turn my head without something going on. And Twin Savage, he supposed to be going, trying to go on up town to work with Drake. But see, ain't go cause his green card ain't working. He can't go. He was been going to London. Yeah, he can't. Cause you know they work a lot together, 21 Savage and Dre. But he said that he can't go on a trip to London because of his card. So he's not gonna be able to go with him this time.
Hmm.
Yep. And Charlamagne the God said he squashed his beef with Birdman. He had a beef with Birdman, and they squashed it like grown men. They talk to my grown men. They can go home and be themselves now.
This is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hopefully they'll get it together one day.
Yeah, hopefully.
Right.
Hopefully
that's good,
Charlie,
man.
You
probably put some respect on his name.
Yeah.
We finished. Put some respect
I'm
on
complete.
My name.
I'm complete.
Now, I wasn't talking to
you.
You
said put
Birdman
some respect
talking.
On your name?
That was Birdman talking to Charlemagne.
Oh.
Yeah. That was the shortest interview ever.
You seen it?
Mm-hmm. It was only 12 seconds.
Oh, no, that was short.
Yeah. And you know you got people that analyze the whole video.
Right.
So it was like they choreographed it. Because it was like they all picked up their red cups and drank at the same time. if you watch the video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like watching the Breakfast Club.
Yeah, Donkey of the Day used to crack me up.
Oh, yeah, that is so funny. That is so funny when they do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know those people got to feel some type of way when they see that they're
right.
Called out like that.
And the Donkey of the Day goes too.
Right, mm-hmm. It goes too. They be putting it all on there, but you can hear it and stuff. Yes.
Yeah. I'll tell you, there's a lot of things happening out there in the world, and you know. I think sometimes because a lot of stuff to us is so subliminal. We don't see the bigger picture in a lot of stuff because we're all over the place. And
mm-hmm.
I think when you take that time and you meditate, you think about the things that you got to accomplish the next day or whatever, when you take that time to meditate, I think you hear God's word to you that comes and what brings around that awareness and makes you more alert and you see the bigger picture. Because sometimes you can be involved in something directly or indirectly, but you don't see the whole picture, you don't figure it out until, like, later on down the line. Oh, mm-hmm. You know, that's what that meant. Or, you know what I'm saying? I think
mm-hmm.
when you're on a spiritual walk, you'll understand it better. And I truly believe the closer you try to grow to living your life according to the word of the Bible or understanding the word, and applying it in your life, it seems like the enemy will try to attack you in so many different ways to get you on his side, but we have to stay strong. And like I said, I know God shows us what we need to see,
mm-hmm.
thankfully. But, yeah, I'm complete.
All right.
So as it gets cold outside, please mm-hmm. make sure you have your furnace checked by a proper technician, not your neighbor, your cousin, your uncle. I think they know what they're doing. Oh, it's all you need is see right here. All you need.
You hear him saying that? You hear him saying that? That's okay. I'll call somebody else. Because that right there. See, mine at home. See, all I do is. Stay away from that.
Amen.
A proper technician.
They be done. And
they will get you a fresh filter. Make sure everything is cool. Make sure the switch is working. And there you go.
They will do that.
See, because they gonna charge you. Let's see. I can do it. Stay away from that. And so when you hear that, see, and then when they look up in the air, maybe they can see. Let's see, something like this. Oh, this is this is the top of the line right here. See. Then they look at their phone like they're looking up something. See, they gone. Hold on for 1 minute. Hold on. Then they be like, do. Oh yeah. See, they gonna charge you this amount. Now, see, I can do it for this right here. See, because like I said, man, that miles. See, when you hear that, walk away and call a proper technician. Mm-hmm. Because they're going to try to make a couple of dollars, and your friend is going to be messed up. See this right here. See, this don't even need to be on here. See this right here. See, and you go pulling shit off, and we got a problem.
He don't fix it right then?
No. Not your uncle, cousin, neighbor. I think they know what they're doing. No, hell no.
Not let that cousin, uncle, whatever, actually works for a heating company. Works for and is a professional.
Is, yeah, but I'm saying the one.
But you
not.
Know what? Some of these places, the professionals be working for them too. They come in your house and they had a professional little uniform on and all that stuff, had the little bins with them and all that stuff. That don't mean nothing. They still work for the people that own the house. It's real. They still own it, so.
It's all a game. But at least the one that if they with the company, it's like under warranty.
Yeah.
But you get that dude that's talking with a cigarette in his mouth, you know, want to make all these sound effects. Let's see this right here. Hold on, see? This don't even need to be on here. And they go pulling stuff, and that's where you're running the problems. See, mine at home, see? This don't need to be on here.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute, man. Matter of fact, they got this all wired wrong. Let me look at my flyers. And there you go. Mm-hmm. So, proper technician. You get your furnace looked at. If you got vegetation, make sure you cover that up. And if you have pets that are outside, if they can come inside and be warm, do that as well. And with that, I'm complete.
You complete.
Mm-hmm. Who's eating chips on there? Is that you?
Not me.
What'd you say?
You eating chips on there?
Who is? I don't got no chips.
Oh, somebody's eating chips.
It's not me.
Okay. ATL.
We ain't heard him in a minute. He probably gone.
He's hosting the show, so.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, I don't know if you still got some more entertainment news, Brian Joe?
Huh?
Still got some more entertainment news?
No, yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right. Well, Chris
so
Rock.
ATL is back, and I was not eating chips, y'all.
All right. All right.
That was not me eating the chips. So, but I do want to go. I do got a song to play. I want to play an artist that I kind of pulled up. He kind of had a hit. Well, it wasn't really a hit. It kind of got him started. And a lot of people hear this song, they be like, wow, it's the most beautiful song. I actually played a little bit of it, the credits when y'all was coming on air. The artist is called Kenneth Anthony, I believe. Kenneth Anthony. And this song is called Void, Not Me. So I want y'all to give me a – I'm getting ready to play it, but would you want me to hold off on it right quick, Six Eyes?
Yeah, let me finish this, and then you can play it.
Okay, then. Cool.
So Chris Rock and Steven Spielberg are putting out a film on Dr. Martin Luther King.
Oh.
So be on the lookout for that, because they said that they never have documented Dr. Martin Luther King properly. So they're going to put out a movie, a full movie, on his life, and not just that doctor series that they did, that little feature, Little Boy King.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to go a little bit more in depth with that. But they did give credit that at least he was being thought about to do a movie, but they want to do a full movie on him. So Chris Rock is producing it, and Steven Spielberg is the executive producer. So stay on the watch for that. And with that, I'm complete.
That's believable, because you see so many people now doing – I was watching something on TV on Love & Hip Hop, and I seen, like, Chris Strokes and somebody else, and the other guy be with him. They are – that's what they doing now. I guess they ain't messing with the children no more. They don't got them some movies and stuff, and don't start directing now and doing stuff like that.
What you mean? I heard what you said.
I was watching – Love & Hip Hop. So, okay, Love & Hip Hop show. I was watching that. And you know Chris Strokes and Marcus Houston. Yeah, he was doing the screenplay. And the other one was directing the actual show that was on.
And you said that
so I was saying it's more of them doing that now. Is it even some females doing it? I seen Sanaa Lathan. She did one too. A lot of them directing now.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Yep, a lot of them doing that now.
All righty. You gonna play the song or you gotta go in the studio and edit? What you gonna do?
Yeah, I'm gonna play the song right now. We're gonna knock that song out right now. This is my man Anthony Kenneth with Ford.
You sure you got the name right?
No, I don't have the name right.
Six Eyes Radio.
People think that I don't have the sense to get away from you. People ain't the only one that I've had to prove it to. But how does it feel? How does it feel? How do you feel about? Falling under a spell. without you, my love, caught into my eyes. People think that I don't have the sense to get away from you. People think the only one that I've had to prove it to. But how does it feel? In the headlights, motions draw us to light. Don't know what it must feel like. Frozen, hopefully you're done thinking I'm yours. No, it's up to me, I won't need all the reasons. Focus, I ain't tryna say it for you. Why you tryna make me forfeit? I already came in fully. Forgive me, this time I know you made up. Don't let me go. People think that I don't have the strength to get away from you. Ooh. And people think the only one that I've had to prove it to. But how does it feel?
All right. What did y'all think about that song?
I like it, because at the end of it, you can kind of get lost in it. At the end of the song, you just kind of see where it can take you at. I like this song.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild. It's pretty.
I tell you a little bit about this artist. I have a lot more songs on here. This is one of his debut singles that he debuted about a year ago around this time. And it didn't really take off for him because a lot of people didn't know nothing about it. But now he's done some other songs and got more accomplished. But this is really one of his best songs. So a lot of people now are retreating to this song and like, wow, he is so unique because he has a different kind of voice on it. I mean, a lot of his songs mm-hmm. sound just like that. And they're now saying he's definitely one of the most unique artists out there as far as his vocals concerned. I'm going to pass the ball to the professional, Mr. Six Eyes. What's your think? And I'm complete.
Hey, man. We will be playing that on the regular.
Yeah, that's pretty.
That was nice. Just the whole process of the song, the different way it morphed in, morphed out. Backgrounds. Solid project. I see where they're propping their fingers. All right, now.
All right.
Well, if you think about it, Wilkin, you're
a pretty good song there.
Okay. Now, if the Wilkin writes it, you know him and Rudy going to be dancing to it.
Well,
yeah.
trust me, wait till you get to the song that I'm ready to stump you on. I'll give you a fair warning. So it'd be way in advance. All the little kiddies, if this show plays during the time that they may be up, need to go play with their Lincoln Logs.
Ring it.
Okay.
Ring it.
But before that, I've got a little scammer report for you. Okay.
Okay. All right.
So, go ahead with the intro there, Sick.
All right, now, for all you scammers out there, we're going to stomp you. We're going to slam the scammer. Here's Wolfgang. Slam the scammer report for this October 8th, 2023. Take it away, Wolfgang.
All right. Now, you've probably, over your years, especially if you've had a computer, probably gotten a call from somebody who claims they're from Microsoft or from whomever, but usually from Microsoft, claiming, well, your computer's about to crash, and we've discovered a problem on your computer, and we can help you fix it. And it will cost you X amount of dollars, but we can help you fix it remotely. Do not believe them. This is an outright scam. They are not from Microsoft. Microsoft does not call anybody about their computers. It is you, the consumer, who are to call Microsoft when you're PC is going on the fritz, not vice versa. Microsoft does not monitor every PC in the world and watch for a computer to go on the blink. No, it is you, the consumer, who is to call Microsoft. So if you're getting such a call, it is 100% phony. Anybody calling you saying they are from Microsoft and can help you with remote access to fix a problem on your PC and that it's on the blink is a liar. What they're wanting, first off, they're obviously wanting to get your banking information or credit card information, and they want access to your computer to get other information, such as passwords, etc. So, the best thing to do with those callers is hang up. Do not, I repeat, do not allow them access to your computer. Do not give them credit card, et cetera, information, because they are phony. If your computer goes on the blink, contact Microsoft directly yourself. Even if you notice your computer acting up and some such call calls you, hang up. Call Microsoft yourself and ask them to help you with your PC. This way you know you're getting a legitimate Microsoft worker. They, even if they do use remote access, will not look into any personal files on your computer. In fact, they tell you to shut all windows with personal information because all they're interested in is the system files of your computer, such as operating information, such as your Windows files that operate your Windows system. They're not concerned about your text files, your music files, your picture files. The only downloads files they're interested in is if it's a download file that has to do with a program such as Google or Firefox or something like that you've downloaded. They may be interested in that. But other than that, they're not concerned about other downloads you may have downloaded, such as one of the shows from the Six Eyes Radio Network. They're not concerned about that. They're concerned only with program files. So they will not. They will tell you in advance, close all windows. And then they will tell you how to set up the remote so that they can have access to your computer. But they will not take access into personal folders, but the creeps who call you will. That's why you do not want to answer their call nor give them access to your computer. They are a scam. Because I had a friend, Timothy Gruber, that's one of the preachers here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, got such a, he even got it on an email. And he asked me about it. I said, Tim, throw it away. Delete it. Because it's a scam. Microsoft will not email you either. So if you get an email, phone call, whatever, from people claiming they're from Microsoft, pitch it. Get rid of it. It's bad news. All right. Now, six, you will probably know the title of this song by when it's playing. But we want to know if you know the group. Probably you might. Probably you won't. We'll find out. But listen to the whole thing. And like I said, all the little kitties need to be playing with their Lincoln Logs. So here we go.
Hey, Mama.
Trouble loose, the bass is getting real tight. It's
All right, Nick. So who did that song?
Whoa.
Much in your face.
Wow.
Didn't think I'd have a song like that, would you, Six?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, honey, will you use that song to stretch your speakers? Yeah, when you turn up real loud, you know.
Wow.
I used to always wonder what y'all was talking about when y'all was talking about munches in y'all face.
Wait a
now you know what it means.
Yeah, they're hot.
Yeah,
bothered,
I know
don't.
What it means when they say that.
Six is trying to get over what the song said rather than telling us who the artist is.
Wow. Well, that wasn't Vanilla Ice.
Nope.
You want me to tell him, Ken?
No, not yet, Ruth. Let's see if he can figure it out.
Wow. When's Vanilla Ice? Just a solo artist, right?
Yeah, and I'll give you another hint. They also did a song, Drop the Bass.
Mm.
It went drop the bass. Da 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 in the house. And they say their name in the song.
Was it Mantronic?
Nope.
I'm not sure.
You give?
Yep.
Ruth, tell them.
Nemesis.
Wow. Because they did drop the bass, drop the bass. Nemesis in the house, drop the bass.
Wow.
But sure is good for stretching speakers, anyway.
Have you ever done that, Six, with your speakers? You know, the cones on your speakers, if they sit for a long time, because
mm-hmm.
the moisture in the air, the humidity in your air, the cone, it shrinks. And what you could do, especially the woofers on your speakers, that particular song, either Drop the Bass or Munchies, because they got such a low bass in their song, you as you slowly turn up the volume, it stretches that cone out again.
Okay.
And you find your speakers work real good that way. Every so often, as you turn them up to full volume, you do it real slow. So, because if you do it too quickly, you can rip that cone. But if you do it real slowly, it stretches it out and makes it work better.
Didn't that rattle our windows too, hon?
And you could imagine, Six, now, you haven't seen them, but we've got two speakers. They're a speaker that's 3 foot tall. And then I stacked another speaker on top of it, bolted them together. So each one is 6 foot tall, 18 inches wide, 18 inches deep. And each set, each one of those speakers puts out 250 watts. So 500 watts on one stack, 500 on the other stack.
Yeah, those are Fisher speakers, darling. They're woofers.
And you can imagine when I go to stretch those bad boys out, I have to open my windows because if I don't, I could shatter the glass.
Yeah, I remember that.
Because they literally will, even with the open windows, they'll rattle the windows in the casing.
Yeah, we were in a concert, and that's one person told me, I can hear you guys 10 blocks away. We were in the concert in the park, and Kenny was preaching afterwards. It was pretty cool. We haven't done any now because we don't have transportation, but I wish we could still do the concerts in the park.
The munchies by your face. Wow.
Yeah.
I got to get that song out of my head by 1 p.m. tomorrow.
Yeah, that song by 1 p.m. tomorrow.
Yeah, make sure the kids are asleep.
Now, of all the songs I thought of all the ones that I've used to trip you up, I thought you'd easily gotten that one six, being that, you know, being that type of song. I thought you would have got that. Now I'm surprised at you six.
The punch is for your face.
Wow.
I got six on that one, so got him again.
You sure did.
We got him again.
Yeah, you did.
I think he'll get it. I'm going to stick up for him. I think he can do it next week.
No, Ruthie.
I think you can do it, buddy.
Wow.
Six is over here still stunned at the kind of song I put on his show tonight.
Now, we definitely wouldn't put that on the gospel show, darling.
He never thought a preacher would have a song like that in his collection.
No, but that's how we all got here.
Hey, but I keep that song mainly for stretching my speakers when I need to stretch them.
Okay.
Give my speakers a good workout.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway.
All right, I'll turn the show back to you guys now.
I was about to say something. Hey, man, 6 Clouds Radio Network.
Oh, Lord.
Huh? What'd you say? What are you doing, Trumpet?
Trumpet said you want to go to sleep.
It's time to go to bed, Trumpet. Yeah. You hear me? Time to go to bed.
Is it hard to get him to go to sleep?
Well, if he don't go, I'm going to sleep. If he don't go to sleep. I got my different strokes on, so I can go to sleep. And he can stay in place.
Oh, that's a good show. That's a good show.
Yeah. He can stay up and play with his bird he just got. Go get your bird. Where's your bird at? Go get your bird. Yeah? That's what everybody about to do.
It's a Saturday, Ben, man. It's a Saturday. That's what he wanted to tell you. It's a Saturday. You ain't got to go to school tomorrow. That's what he's trying to tell you.
Go ahead, take over the show, Wolf. Take over the show, ATL.
All right.
I'm going to get my midnight snack.
All right. So while we go on.
No, go ahead with your show. I'm about to go eat.
Go ahead. Give it to me. Hey, you know, Trump, oh, boy. All right. Okay. So, y'all, I'm going to play some more new music. So, if we come back, that could come to more of these conversations. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all, I need them chips again.
No, I mean these chips again, man. All right, here you go. Let's drop this.
You wanna see me now?
Okay, what about that one? And that's exclusive, a new one right there. All right, we ain't got many callers. All right, we'll just get into another song right quick. Let's get some more new music in here. All right, let's get this one going, y'all.
Kind of Cause I'm so into you.
Right, sitting there in the rains in Southern California. All right, all right, all right. Let's see if I can get something going here.
All right, all right.
All right, back in here, six. Oh, that was my man Morrison down there. Morrison. Divine Morrison. I think Dalvin Morrison. I'm sorry, Dalvin Morrison, 19-1.
Man, you be fucking why the names up.
Nah, 19-1 to Mr. Dalvin Morrison. We definitely need to get him up here live on 6 hours, 6 hours radio because he's like the master of 90s music of doing it today. All right, all right. So, Six, where we at, man? Where we at? We ready to go back and start talking?
You and Pride, take it over. I'm about to get my food.
Oh, do I need to play another song? Okay, I think that's a call. I think it's telling me to play another song. All right, all right. Come on, come on, come on. Let's see what can we play. Let's play this. Yeah, that's new music. Hot. All right, Six, man, can you take it from here? Oh, ain't nobody on, I think. We got 90 minutes for it to come up. All right, all right, all right. Well, there's a lot of things popping today. Got 60 seconds. Okay. Interesting. Six, you back?
All right. I see y'all not back. So I am out and about. This is live on the Six Eyes Radio Network. All right. I am back. It's your boy, DJ AT Atlanta Style. We're going to go ahead and sign off. So I don't think nobody on. So we're going to sign off on this. Everybody enjoy the show. Definitely check us out next week when we're doing it big. All right, it's your boy, DJ AT Atlanta Style, and we are out. Don't forget to check the gospel show tomorrow at 12 o'clock on Sharp with Pastor Bonnet. Bonnet. I like you said, 6'2", say I be killing names. I do. So let me go ahead and get up out of here. It's your boy, DJ ATLM Styles. And like we always do it, they all jumped off. I'm going to go ahead. You know how I do it. Let me go. Let me go. Let me do it one more time. Here we go. Oh, boy. I'm sitting here chilling for milling. Smooth and doing. All right. Just waiting. Come on, load up, boy. Load up. Definitely. There we go. We load it up. All right. Going. Like I always say, back to DJ ATL. Oh, there we go. It's your boy, DJ.
Good night, America.
Down.
Will you get the names right next week?
Stay tuned. Yeah, we'll get it right next week, man. Hey, I had to bring it back one more time, man. One more time. Can we do it? Y'all missed it. I know y'all ain't heard. Huh?
We can. Hey, God bless. I'm about to eat this late dinner. Whatever you
want
to call it.
All right,
late snack.
Yeah.
Good night, America. Love y'all.
Good night, y'all. Like I always say, don't be afraid to tell people how you feel.
It's your boy, DJ ATL Styles. Don't be afraid of how you feel. Drop it.
Drop it.